Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak. And on the line with us, the Oakwin Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. How you doing this Friday, Cajun Cannon?
Well, I'm in St. Louis, and looks like there's tornado warnings in Arkansas and a little bit north of where I am in Iowa. So, yeah, you know, we kind of worried. It's like 70-some degrees here, so that cold weather meeting that warm weather. So, yeah, I think we could be on the tornado watch in St. Louis tonight.
Well, the LSU ladies, they were under a hurricane warning last game. We've got a Hokie watch or a Hokie warning, I guess, for tonight. Big matchup, obviously. And me and Jeff were just saying how much that, not just here, just in general, women's basketball seems to be something that's been on the rise right now. But you look at this LSU team and what Kim Mulkey has now brought to Baton Rouge, it's hard not to jump on board when you've got this type of winner around.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, hey, I know in Louisiana and just supporters of LSU, or just sports in general, if your team wins, they will come. It just looked like women's gymnastics at LSU, how they packed the PMAC. And they've done that with LSU Lady Tiger basketball. So that comes to territory. And Kim Mulkey, it's like almost too good to be true how quickly she's turned this around. But it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen with Virginia Tech. You know, you look at the Hokies, they're making their first Final Four appearance, but they were number one seed. And I didn't realize this, but they're on a 15-game winning streak right now, second only to unbeaten South Carolina. So you know how impressive that is. And, you know, everybody, you look, okay, well, who's their stud players, their top two, and, you know, that 1-2 punch. And Coach Mulkey said that they have two of the best twosomes in the nation, and two-time ACC Player of the Year, forward Elizabeth Kitley. Look at her. Then they got. She said, "This being Coach Mulkey, a lightning quick point guard in Georgia Moore." And then you look, Kitley, Australian. 6'6". Yeah, 6'6" post player. She's scoring 25, averaging 25 points. Well, I should say, when they beat Ohio State, she had 25 points and 12 rebounds. And then you look at, Moore, I mean, with her ball handling and her skill set, it's kind of very similar to what you see in LSU, how we count on the twosome of Angel Reese and point guard Alexis Morris. But like Reese, you know, Kitley averages a double-double with 18.3 points a game, 10.5, 11 rebounds. So that's where she's going to be at. But this is why I remember Coach Mulkey had her on. She also said that she's one of the nation's premier shot blockers. She has 77 blocks on the season, which is like a 2.5 average per game. And then you look at like Moore, and we all know when LSU had one game they did lose this year was to Tennessee. Well, their little guard, Georgia Moore, had a career-high 29 points in their victory against Tennessee in the Sweet 16. And she's averaging like 16.5 points and 5 assists. So it's going to be a big challenge. And I know Coach Mulkey got a lot of respect for their coach, Coach Brooks. I think his first name is like Kenny Brooks. And, he's gotten, when you say, look what he's done at Virginia Tech, he's gotten them to the NCAA tournament now for the third consecutive season. And she says somewhere, you know, during next season when he's coaching at Virginia Tech, he's going to have his 500 career victory. So he's been around, and he knows what he's doing. And the one thing that we watch it tonight, and Coach Volke brought this up, just look at because, you know, Angel Reese needs to stay out of foul trouble because that could be an Achilles heel, you know, back-to-back games. I just can't see his shooting as poorly. But there's going to be a key for Angel Reese also. Coach Volke said that with going against Kitley, what's a problem with her, you look at her height, but her ability to shoot the face-up jumper and that she's not just a back-to-the-basket post player, that she's way more versatile than that. So I think if LSU beats Virginia Tech, it'll be well-earned to get to that championship game. And I think right now the way it's unfolded, boy, you look at Iowa, they might have the best player in the country, how she can jack it up everywhere, and obviously South Carolina. So I really do think there's no Cinderellas here. I truly think you have, like, the four best in women's college basketball in the Final Four.
So, Bobby, do you know what a Hokie is?
No, the thing is they got more than one mascot, though, Jeff. They also have the Gobblers. Now, the Gobblers are turkey.
Yes, a Hokie, a Hokie is a turkey. It is.
A Hokie is a turkey.
It is very much a turkey. So it is LSU versus the turkeys.
So we're playing a bunch of turkeys tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, we're playing a bunch of turkeys. Probably that can jump, though.
Speaking of a bunch of turkeys, LSU made the Vols look like a bunch of turkeys last night out at Alex Box Stadium. What's his name?
What was that? Jordan. What was the final score?
Five to two.
Yeah, boy.
Jordan Thompson had the bases clearing double in the eighth inning there. Gavin Dugas also hit a moonshot. What did you think of that game? Did you get to watch it? And what do you think of LSU so far?
I was actually flying to St. Louis and just keeping up with the highlights. The only thing is, I was reading this also that you know how scouts are always intrigued with top players and, you know, they can watch film and all that, but they almost want to be in that number. I heard at the Bucks that you're probably looking at, they could be incognito, maybe out in the open, but 100 or more scouts are going to be at the LSU, Major League Baseball scouts for the LSU-Tennessee game. And I guess when you have three of the top five overall 2023 Major League draft picks in the game, potentially, like Dollander, Dylan Cruz, and, you know, Paul Skene, so you know, it's like must-see college baseball, but it doesn't get any easier. Jeff, what do you know, or Steve, like with Burns? Is that who's pitching tonight, or is he pitching on Sunday?
Burns?
For Tennessee.
I'm not sure. I haven't scouted Tennessee that
much. For Tennessee,
much,
but Burns is going tonight, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
he is going tonight?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Well, if you look at it, okay, this is a household name too, SC Baseball. He is second in the SEC right now with strikeouts, and he's only behind Skene. So I think that's pretty good when you look at the sample size so far. He has 59 strikeouts, and he's holding opponents to .208 batting average. So it's going to be a challenge every game, but I just think, you know, Tennessee is good, but LSU's are, or you could say Tennessee's great, but we're greater. Or, you know, they're good, we're very good, whatever you want to talk about. But even when they go with, like, their other top pitcher, and I could see utilizing him on Sunday, Bean,
right.
I was reading where their drawbacks, where their fastballs are hittable. What they do, they throw junk, and they can get you to not necessarily come out on top. But you know, if you look at the Tigers, you know, coming into this, that they were batting, which is ridiculous. And the reason why I say ridiculous, I don't know if they can keep this up, but batting .339 as a team, which is first in the SEC. And then the reason why I say .339, I look at last year, the Tennessee Vols, how hot they were and how dominant they were on offense. They ended the year at the top of the SEC at .308, and LSU's at .339. So the bottom line is got to win 2 out of 3. You know, like we were all discouraged after they lost that first game to Arkansas, then they bounced back to say the least the next two and crushed Arkansas. But I think I'm good for Paul Skene to get that win for him because the way he's pitching, he don't deserve to lose any game. So hopefully LSU can come out on top. They don't really have to stress out over Sunday. But when all said and done, they got to win 2 out of 3.
Yeah, I think Paul Skene was the hard luck no decision yesterday. But, no, he's been every bit of the stud that he was advertised to be. And Steve and I were talking about this when we came on. The transfer portal has just completely changed the prospects of, like, you take over a program, and then you look at Kim Mulkey, you look at Jay Johnson, and it just snap your fingers, bring those stars in, and all of a sudden, you know, that is your biggest chip as a coach. You're like, oh, I can recruit the players that have already been recruited by somebody else, and that's right. Who I'm going to win with. It's really kind of remarkable when you see how it's happened so quickly with both of these programs.
Yeah, well, look at Tommy White. I mean, what he did as a freshman. Oh, right. You live in North Carolina State, come to LSU. You know, he's not getting probably as much recognition as he deserves because, I mean, you got Dylan Cruz. But look at Tommy White. Tommy Tanks, he's batting .390. I don't know if he was going like 9 doubles, 8 home runs. He's only a sophomore. But every team, all the top teams are going to have this. Jeff, like you were saying, you look at probably their most – highly touted position player for the Volunteers, if I'm pronouncing this right, Maui Ahuna, a transfer shortstop from Kansas. So he's the stud, probably the best shortstop in the nation. He was playing for the Kansas Jayhawks. But then, it's not necessarily the hitter that he is, but probably they said he might be the scouts. I was reading where they said he might be the most talented defensive player. Hmm. And he's projected as going like somewhere like 20, 21, 22 in the first round of this year's draft. So you basically watch it like AAA baseball with major league players when you watch at LSU in Tennessee.
Hey, Bear, you mentioned you were out of town, my man. What you doing in Missouri right now?
Yes, I'm coming to see Bo. You know, he finally got engaged. Said it's about time. I don't know, this day and age, you know, they wait till their 30s to get married. So as long as they support yourself. But,
he was making sure it was the right girl.
Yeah, oh, no, she is a great girl. But she's from Missouri. He got a great job up in St. Louis. He goes, Dad, it's cold in Missouri. I said, well, it ain't that cold. I said, you got a good job. You got to go wherever the work is. But, yeah, I'm here. We're going to have a good time. Tomorrow, as soon as this tornado passes and no harm, no damage. But I couldn't make it to opening day Major League Baseball with the Cardinals and the Blue Jays. So we're going tomorrow at 1:30 to see the St. Louis Cardinals against the Toronto Blue Jays. And then I'm all in the pro sports. And on Sunday, I'm going to see arguably one of the greatest hockey teams in history, the Boston Bruins. Right. I still think they might have a chance. They're playing the St. Louis Blues. And so we're going to go that on Sunday. And then I think we're going to the future in-laws after the Cardinals-Blue Jays game and watch the Final Four and just, give them a little Cajun hospitality when I'm up here because they like to have a good time. I like to have a good time with them, too.
Have you been to either of those venues in the past for the Cardinals or for the Blues? Because I know both are big-time venues when it comes to fan support.
Oh, yeah. No, a Cardinal baseball, that's one thing I was kind of jokingly, tell people, oh, I'm from, like, the state of Alabama. Oh, I like the Auburn Tigers, and I like Alabama Crimson Tide. You're probably not from Alabama. You got to choose one or the other. Well, around here, so let's say, you can cross, Mississippi River, then you're in Illinois and stuff. Now Chicago's the northern part of the state. But you can't say you're a Cubs fan and a Cardinals fan. No, they can't stand each other. And so I guess I'm on that Cardinals bandwagon. But, yeah, they're into baseball. They know their baseball. That'd be interesting to see. You know, Missouri Tigers swept the Tennessee Vols. It seems like Missouri Tigers baseball could get better because they have the fan support. If you got a good team, they'll come and they support, the Cardinals. And obviously the Blues won the Stanley Cup in 2019, and they have chance, and they're into it. So I guess since the Rams left and went out to Los Angeles, now they're even promoting and they're playing. I don't know if they even call it the Edwards Dome anymore, but there's the St. Louis Battlehawks in the XFL. And I think, is there a quarterback, Jeff and Siva? Remember, I think it's A.J. McCarron.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Remember, I think he's the XFL St. Louis Battlehawks quarterback. But they're into the baseball with the Cardinals and then the Blues and hockey.
Have you been watching the XFL at all, Bobby? Because I've caught a few games, and one of the interesting things to me is when you watch the game, they actually mic up the play caller. And so you hear him calling the plays. And I just found it fascinating. Like, if there was any reason I could get into watching the XFL, just to watch these guys be like, no, run that same play again. Run that same play again. It worked.
Right. I'll back you to tell you the truth. I know the USFL is getting ready to get started in the middle of April. And I think what they do, the conflict with the XFL and USFL, I think they both can work because it's a TV product.
Yep.
You know, they can sell the advertising. And the one thing, I think with the USFL, that is like a Fox NBC product, where the XFL is like ESPN. Mm-hmm. And so they're competing. And really, the new USFL, or the second year now, they don't even embrace the old USFL players, because that was all like when ESPN just got started and it was on ABC. So the conflict there, but I think it can work. It's a TV product. But to say I've sat down and watched a whole XFL game, I know I've watched highlights. I think who's really good, the Houston Roughnecks. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like, if people might not know the Roughneck, you know, you work offshore and you're a roughneck in the oil industry. So they're pretty good. But I really, Jeff, just watched highlights so far on the XFL.
Bobby, always thank you for the time on Friday. Be talking to you next week. Do you have any predictions for the Final Four? Is anyone going to be able to take down this UConn Huskies team?
I don't know. Since talking to Coach Schlesinger, he's pretty close with that Florida Atlantic coach. So I don't know.
Okay.
Why not Florida Atlantic? So I don't know. The Owls.
Go Owls. Right.
Hold on to victory.
Appreciate it. That's the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We'll hear from you next week on Sports Talk.
All right. Talk to you later, Jeff and Steve.
Thanks, man.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk after the break. Steve and Jeff coming back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.